This is Greg Tucker back with you for another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. In a recent episode of Clear Path, we discussed a survey conducted by the Transamerica Center for Health Studies about how consumers and employers interact with healthcare, their knowledge and understanding of the healthcare laws, and really what the implications are for healthcare coverage in the United States. During the last show, we discussed Americans' concerns with healthcare costs and, of course, their own personal health status. Here to discuss a few more insights into this consumer survey is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, what were some of the interesting findings that you uncovered in relation to the uninsured? I find this population fascinating because we've heard that more Americans than ever are now insured, and yet there's still a sizable percentage that are uninsured.
Yes, around 11% are still uninsured, but that is the lowest it's ever been. People are getting coverage through various means, whether it's through employers, through the exchanges, through government programs like Medicaid. They are out there getting coverage. The uninsured that have been uninsured these last few years are the toughest nut to crack. 63% of them are employed, but 12% are unemployed. Most, almost two-thirds, earn less than $50,000 a year. For comparison, 72%, 9% more, of the insured are employed, and only 3% are unemployed, so a 9-point gap there. And less than a third of the insured make less than $50,000 a year. Also, interestingly, Latinos are still the most likely demographic group to be uninsured in the United States.
Isn't it a fact, though, that even if you are uninsured, you still have options to gain health insurance coverage? So is it a lack of knowledge or understanding? They don't know where to go? What's going on there?
Well, our surveys over the last several years have shown that consistently, that the uninsured are by far the least informed about the options available to them. So they don't know about, you know, Medicaid being a possibility for low-income or unemployed individuals, or that in the exchanges, over 80% of the people who are in the exchanges get a subsidy or discount on the sticker price of health insurance. They see the sticker price and they think, oh, that's too expensive, but they don't realize that they can get a discount.
I notice in your survey that you cover those that are classified as newly insured. So somehow these folks figured it out, and it's a pretty good percentage.
It's interesting to see where they're getting coverage, as we were just discussing. Over a third of the newly insured obtained health coverage through Medicaid. And among those who did not have prior health insurance, another third received health benefits through their employer. So that is always an option if they have a job that provides coverage. And then the next category of people who bought their own health insurance through an exchange was 14%. So the bulk of the newly insured are getting it through one of those three means: Medicaid, their employer, or getting it on their own in the exchange.
Hector, thanks as always for the insights that you bring to us here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.